From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. For the past week, our music department has been reaching out to NPR Facebook followers with a Father's Day request. Ask your father what his favorite song was when he was your age. We've got hundreds of responses, and they range from classic rock to big band music to James Brown. We've asked NPR music editor Franny Kelly to walk us through the selections, and that's the big news. James Brown was the big favorite of the fathers of NPR music listeners.
Yeah, number one. I don't know why. I mean, maybe it's because he was so big in the 60s and 70s. Not only does he sound cool, he looks cool.
Maybe all those dads just feel good.
There you go. We had one of our commenters say that her dad is sort of a closet James Brown fan. Ellie Rakoff said that he likes to say his classical is his favorite, but he really means James Brown. Who knows how Mozart felt, but Brown declared he felt good.
It's an easy confusion.
Yes. Exactly.
Do kids typically remember their father's music as having been especially good or bad? What did you hear?
I think mostly everybody really loved to share the memories of listening with their dads, whether it was in the car or in the garage or, you know, running around the living room. But some people hated the music that their dads were listening to when they were little, you know, and now as they get older, they love it. There's one woman, Tanya Quesada. She said, "My dad always liked classical music. When he was about my age, he had bought the Carmina Burana record and played it over and over. I was 9 at the time, and I thought the music was kind of creepy, but now I really enjoy it."
Franny, did you ask your father about what he was listening to when he was your age?
Yes, I did, and he couldn't remember at first.
How long ago was that?
Well, 28 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was 1982. I had just been born, and he was in medical school. So he has an excuse.
He had no time to listen
sleep
to
deprivation.
Any,
yeah.
Any music.
But after consideration, he said it was Steely Dan, My Old School. I remember the 35 sweet goodbyes
when you put me on the Wolverine of UN and there. Well, I mean, was that music that your whole family could listen to? There are some things that, you know, families listen to together in the car or at home.
You know, we didn't really listen to Steely Dan. I don't remember that. We listened to The Boss, like, all the time. And The Beatles, quite a bit. And The Beatles came up a lot in our fans.
I would think so. There are places I remember.
My favorite story is Christy DiClemente, who not only does her father have a Beatles tattoo, her younger sister does.
So the Beatles tattoo has actually been passed down from generation to generation in her family.
Yeah, and she asked her dad when he was going to get a tattoo of his kids' names on his body, and he said, no, the Beatles are permanent. I don't know about you.
Of course, what we're getting at here is that a lot of the people who responded to NPR Music's question seem to have parents who are baby boomers, to put it
right.
Simply. Otis Redding? You hear about Otis Redding?
We did. Otis came up. I was sort of surprised by how he came up. He was a common link between a family that was going through a sort of a tough time. And then the mom said that she shared it with her son as well. Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah. It's crazy. She says Otis Redding saved us from one another, her and her dad.
They just figured we got to live together, huh?
There it is. Just be nice. Find a little tenderness,
yeah. Well, if we're hearing a lot from 20 and 30-somethings about their what their parents were listening to. What about, you know, did you hear from some 40-somethings about what their fathers were listening to that deep into their lives?
Yes, we did. The best part about that was 40s inspire midlife crises. And so we have Purple Rain come up a little bit. Purple Rain, Purple Rain. But the best story about that came from our own NPR Music staff. Robin Hilton is 42, and when his dad was the same age, he went through a midlife crisis that involved a cherry red T-top Camaro, considering voting Democrat, and Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, but not Prince.
So this was the soundtrack to a midlife crisis.
Yes.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll.
Because the music that your father, you know, listened to is a memory. I mean, after your father dies, I remember my father listening to the Trout Quintet. It's a favorite piece of music. It was a favorite piece of music of his. Did you hear from people recalling their late fathers?
Yeah, we did. We heard some really sweet stories. One woman, Tracy Ramsey, told us about her dad, who was a firefighter and died doing his job. And she said what she remembers best is all the guys in his firehouse only ever agreeing on Cash.
Johnny Cash.
That's right.
I love you because you understand, dear. Every little thing I try to do, you're always there to lend a helping hand, dear. But most of all, I love you because you're you.
Well, what did you listen to when you were your daughter's age?
Well, my daughters are in their early 30s, so I think 1980 or so that would have been. I was in London, and I remember very specifically buying a couple of LPs of Stefan Grappelli, great jazz violinist, playing with the classical violinist Yehudi Menuhin. And I've listened to Grappelli ever since. Well, many thanks, NPR Music editor Franny Kelly, reporting on responses to NPR Music's Father's Day question. What did your father listen to when he was your age?
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. And happy Father's Day to everybody, to all the other fathers who are listening. Thank you, Franny.
Thanks, Robert.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.